Good morning, this is Jacqueline B on Doing. I was thinking about how we live in a world of doing, don't we? So we're constantly thinking something has to be done. If we want to lose weight, there is something to be done to do that. If we want a better job, there's something to be done. If we want more clients, there's something to be done. And it even infiltrates into when you have time and space to yourself. So I rarely will book a day off and have nothing to do. In fact, I find that quite a challenge. So I'll think, okay, this day, let's say Friday in my diary is my day. I'm not going to book any clients that day. I'm not going to do any work that day. And immediately and every day until that day that I want to take off, I'll think of things that I can do on that day. It might be that there's tasks to be done, chores. It might be some catch up. It might be some returning things. There's so many things to do all the time. And even if I don't rise to that challenge, if I still hold steady and think, well, I'm going to keep the day for myself, I then start to think about, well, I can go for a walk, or I can go and feed the ducks, or I could go and see a friend, or I could go to an art gallery. I still, even though they're pleasant things, I still want to fill the day as if it's a vessel to be filled with water. I want to fill the day with things to do. It's quite a challenge to not do anything and to follow one's feeling of the day. However, when I have done that, when I've really kept true to that, which has been rare, I will confess, I have drifted through the day, done what I felt at the time, and really got into a meditative space, into a reflective space, into a creative space, into a joyous space. Really worth it if you can hold steady. A challenge for me, is it a challenge for you?